Okay, so we yes, it's good. Yeah. All right. Well, so I think we pretty much finished off the tour, but there are a few extra things in the Beis Yosef that he adds on beyond what the tour writes. So we are towards the end. There's Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Tefila of a Katan and Tefila of a Guy. Not tefilling the Katan or the Guy. It's Tefila that they do towards the very end of the Beis Yosef in Kuf Chaf. Kasu Bagos Hashiri. Yes. Actually, no. I'm sorry. Not Yigal. Up to Yadalit. That was last week. We talked about the Rust last week, right?
Yeah.
So up to Yadalit. I'm sorry. Yadalit and Tesvav. So Yadalit is custom of Shumas Adeshin, right? Shumas Adeshin, of course, is a famous Rishon. He wrote his own Shilas and Chuvas, like he wrote his own Shilas and then also wrote the Chuvas for it. So he has a question. They assume Rishon and Zayin she'im mishloach katan lahatil kalim the kalim the tefilas kalim do raisa. Is you're not allowed to have a kid do Tefilas Kalim for you because Tefilas Kalim is a Din D'oraisa, right? And that's how we assume, even though we point that there is a dispute about that, right? Because Tefilas Kalim is D'oraisa, lo mehim ninan l'ktanim alayu, that we don't believe the katan, right? So it's a ne'manus issue with regards to the katan, right? Even, right, whether we'll see, there's also discussion about whether you need kavana. But even if you don't need kavana, right, the child comes and says, oh, it was tovel, so we don't believe them, we can't believe them. So therefore, sending them to do tevila is a problem. Kol makom, however, let bilam katan b'fnei Yisrael, katan b'shari, for a katan to do with the Jew around, that would be mutter. And then he adds in Vavilu Lahago Sashiri. So even according to the Go Sashiri, Go Sashiri has the little comments in the Rush. He says Beperik Bez the Chulin, Shapasa Karebi Yochanan. So he passes with Rebbe Yochanan the Amr Isha Labaila Boy Kvana. Right? That a woman in order to be matir to her Baal requires Kvana. That Gemara has a dispute about it says the first opinion is I forget who maybe Rav Nosson is someplace in that Gemara. I forget who the first opinion was. He says that tevila for the purposes of truma requires kavana because that's a tuma tara issue. But in order to mat, in order to allow a woman to go back to her husband, so it doesn't require tevila because that's a din. It doesn't it's not a tuma vatara issue. What
tevila with kavana?
It doesn't require kavana. I mean, in order for a woman to go back to her husband, it doesn't require kavana. However, right, so that's really the way we paskin. However, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even woman Isha Labayla requires kavana. Right? So all the Rishonim paskin like the Bar Plukta Rabbi Yochanan, however, the one who argues on him, however, Rabbi Yochanan holds that, and the Ghost of Shiri seems to paskin like him. So he says, and even according to the Goes Hashiri, who assumes that tevila, not for the purpose of tuma vitara, which is what we're talking about, which is what women do, right? Not for the purpose of tara, does require kavana, right? The katan bar kavanahu im omdin al gabo umalamdinoso, that if somebody stands near him and instructs him, so that would qualify as kavana. So if I would go with my kids to the mikvah and I would do some and I would tell them how to do some and they would do it, so that would be sufficient for us to do tefilas kalim, right? Shekasva tosos perakam de chulin, as we learned, is a tosos in the beginning of chulin, v'le'inyan period. As we learned over there, what's it saying over there? There, that tosos, I believe, I didn't look it up. I believe that tosos is discussing. I didn't look it up today. Is the concept of not doing. That if you have somebody that isn't capable of having kavana and somebody is with them, so then that qualifies, you can impose kavana upon another person. So that's possibility number one, right? That why is it that a child is allowed to do it on their own because they don't believe them. However, are they allowed to do it? Well, even if you assume that a child, that you require kavana, as long as there's somebody with the child, which you're going to need anyways because otherwise, he has no ne'amanus, right? So then that would work for the purposes of tefillah. He says, however, then he adds on and says, "Ulin tefillah zu." He says, however, right? However, with regards to this tefillah, nira diyecholin lamdo shiichavin letaher afilu im lo yamdu. He says, it seems to me that you should even be able to teach them, even if you're not standing there. Al gabav, why? Ve'od man lemalan the half tevila the ena mituma letara ve'ena elegazeres akasuv minali the vaykavana. He says because this might be a exception to the rule, right? The rule are that you require kavana by tuma letara, but this is a din. I don't know. It's some other mitzvah. So who says that this mitzvah requires any type of kavana at all? So you have no, we have no evidence of that. So maybe it could be that a child would be good. Okay, so let's, yeah.
Two questions. Well, isn't there a general machlokus whether mitzvahs need kavanah or not? If you say they do, then they do. What if it's? I don't remember. I thought we passed in that
well,
they do need kavanah.
No, I think we generally pass in that a mitzvah meisim, that a meisim that doesn't require, a mitzvah that requires an action does not require kavanah. I think that's what we generally pass in. But either way, there's two issues here. A, were you mekayim the mitzvah of the mitzvah? Right, was there a mitzvah that you were mekayim? Or, and then the second question is okay, even regardless of that question, are you allowed to use the kli? Right? Are you allowed to, right? Fine, I didn't get a mitzvah. Are you now, is the kli now going to be usable? That is the second question. So if you turn back to the Shulchan Aruch now,
I have one other question.
Oh, yeah.
So, why are you saying that a woman's tefillah is not a tara? Isn't nida and taras?
Yeah, there is an ongoing debate. This comes up constantly within Hilchos nida as to whether it is a din and tumah tara or whether it is not. So, there are some halachos that are, that we say, oh, it's a, you know, we use Tumah V'Tara methodology. For instance, the whole idea of Ksamim is based on Tumah V'Tara issue. And other things we say, no, it's a din. It's outside the realm of Tumah V'Tara. So we will rule on it, for instance, Safik D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Right? If it was, or Safik D'Rabban L'Kula, if it was a din Tumah V'Tara, it wouldn't be that. It would be based on whether it's in Rabim or Shusha Yavim. Right, there's a gra that talks about the pasuk, right? Bin dam ledam, bin din ledin, bin nega lenega. Right, so bin din ledin is talking about choshen mishpat. What's bin dam and bin nega lenega is talking about tsaras, right? Which is the classic tumah v'tara issues. Then what's bin dam ledam talking about? So that's hilchos nida, and we see that no, it's talking about things that aren't in those categories, meaning regular yerdeya questions, which would push it in the that section. So it's an ongoing issue within nida. I don't know if it's really resolved, but this gemara seems to say that this would be a proof to say that you see it's a din, not a tumah v'tara issue. Okay, so in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So how does it pass with regards to children? So he says very simply, Gedalid, Ein Ma'aminim Katan Al Tevilas Kelim. A child does not get believed with regards to Tevilas Kelim. However, Yudalid, right? Yudalid. However, Aval in Tavlo Lifnei Gadol Havi Tevilah. If he does Tevilah in front of a Gadol is right there next to him. So then that would qualify as Tevilah. That would be good. So,
would there also be an issue of mechanics? I mean, the cotton has to do it. If he holds on to it, and there's a problem, we said that last time. So he has to. It's not so simple to just give something, you have to know the right way to do it. So, I mean,
it's not so hard to teach him how to do it. I mean, it's the same thing as having the mustard. Were you able to do it right? Yeah. So,
is there any other halacha where if a cotton's not allowed to do it, but if he does it in the presence of an adult?
Yeah, that goes like through some cool and is talking about shechita.
Your cotton can do shechita if an adult is making
sure that well, yeah, so that Tosus is talking about. Right, because by what we're used to is like kiddush or leading davening, so we wouldn't let them do it. Why? Because they're actually being motzi, the adult. It's not whether they're fulfilling an action of the mitzvah.
So once the animal is shechted properly, it doesn't like. So can a woman shecht?
Can a woman shecht? That is the first Tosfos of Maseches Chulin deals with that topic. It quotes some Sefer, which is like a attributed to Yeshua. It's like a, I forget what it is, what they call it, but it's some kind of sefer that Tosfos quotes and says, ah, there it says woman shouldn't do shechita, and then wonders why. And it's really, it would be unclear why.
Because they can do, they can't be Tovul Kalim. I mean, it's an.
Oh, so
I,
there is.
I assume because they're always going. I mean,
right,
the ladies are
right.
always going.
So the truth is that is not a simple matter. We'll hold up on that. Yeah, I was gonna mention this, right? But I'll do it now. There's not such a simple matter. Plus, there's a Gemara in Pesachim that on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. So I've been learning. I actually did this with my students in a month ago or so, where the Gemara talks about Bedikas Chametz, and the Gemara quotes that we believe people with regards to Bedikas Chametz, even a Cheir Shotan Katan. Sorry, not even Cheir Shotan Katan. Even a Nashim Avadim and Katan. A Filu Nashim Avadim and Katan. Even them will accept for Bedikas Chametz. So the Gemara has a question of what that means, and the Gemara's conclusion seems to be that we'll accept their testimony there because Bedikas Chametz is only Derabanan. And the Gemara ends. So Tosos all of a sudden jumps, like, starts calling out off the page, what? Right? Yeah, we believe women with regards to the implication of that Gemara then is that if it's a Dindo Raisa, then women would have no Nemanas, right? That's the implication. So Tosos there asks, wait a second, we believe women all the time when it comes to Dini Do Raisa, right? For instance, your supper tonight, right, probably involves Dini Do Raisa, and yet women have Nemanas with regards to supper. So the truth is, by us, it's not. So, you know, all right. So by us, it's, you know, they have to ascertain that something came from the store, and it's OU. But either Chanem and Bisur, fine. They're only really just saying that it's not kosher. However, there are other things that we do trust them for. Malicha, right? They require an action, right? Women would do malicha on meat, right? They'd salt meat, right? Mafrish Trumas and Maestros, you trust them on, right? It says shechita there, but what it means is that you got it from a shochet and not from the veil, right? Not necessarily that they actually did the shechita themselves. Right, and probably most of all, Hilchos Nida. Right? How does a woman have nemanas? Not necessarily that they say that they became tamei, but that, or that they even that they stopped, but that they actually went to the mikvah. Right? You're trusting them that they're actually changing this, all of those things. They're changing the status. So in the raises that question, And in the Masifta Gemaras, these new fancy schmancy Gemaras that they have, so there are quotes nine answers in the Rishonim to this, and all of them have practical ramifications of halacha, right? They're all important to halacha, whether you, right? So Tosfos's answer is that those aren't that big of a deal, but Bedikas Chametz, that's a lot harder to do. That requires a much bigger tircha, right? So the reason that we believe them is because it's only Derabanan anyways. Bedikas Chametz is only Derabanan, assuming you do Bittul Chametz, assuming you say you're Mevatel, so Bedikas is only Derabanan. So Tosfos says, Bedikas Chametz is hard. So because Bedikas Chametz is hard, if it was up to, you know, if it was a Dindaraisa, we wouldn't trust them, because it's only Derabanan, we'll trust them. So what's the implication that comes out from there is that anything that's hard to do and is a din d'oraisa, we're not going to trust a woman on. So I was like trying to think of like what would that be. So I came up with like bedikas tolayim. I don't know. Like that's the implication. I mean, I've been meaning to ask somebody who knows a lot about what, like nobody in particular, just somebody who knows a lot. If this is ever employed, if we ever say this, if we ever use this din to say something. I mean, we have women mashgichos. We didn't, not just our community kashrus organization, but the Star K, right, has women mashgichos. Presumably, they're checking for tolayim. They're checking for bugs, right? There is one other. There is another answer that is given that was successful. There are nine answers, but one other one that's successful and very interesting is given by Nagos Hashiri, which we are quoting tonight. And he says, when do we not trust those cases that Tosfos listed? Again, Nida, Chala, Malicha, Shechita, all of those cases, there's something that needs to change. Right? All of those cases, it was A, and now it's going to be B. Right? So anybody knows that you have to do that change. Right? As opposed to Bedikas Chametz, he's saying, Bedikas Chametz is who knows whether there's really a problem. Right? Maybe there's no problem. So that's where they'll slack off.
It's really surprising to me.
That's what the Zashiri says. Ah, you're going to say women are more careful than men?
Women are much more concerned about chametz, and who cleans the house most of the
time? Women are more careful than men. Ladies. Right? There is a very non-PC line in that Tosfos where he quotes from Yerushalmi, it says, and he quotes the Yerushalmi, and why don't we trust them? Because the Yerushalmi says, Nashim Atzlani Yosei.
Oh my gosh.
Those fighting words. But that presumption Tosfos apparently doesn't buy. Doesn't buy that word. Those are the words that Tosfos quotes. There's a question about the Girsa, that Yerushalmi, whatever, but the Tosfos, I left that out of my presentation this year. It's bad enough me talking about black and that is for women. It's one more. I was going to come and say, go to Yerushalmi that talks about them all being lazy. I did not need some of those parents calling me about that. So truth is, this case, right, you put this in with those cases, well, according to Tosfos' answer, what about Tevilas Kelim? I know, is it hard to do? Depends who you ask. I don't know.
The hardest part is getting off the labels or the rust.
Right, I don't know how you qualify hard to do. According to the Ghost of Shiri, we would sure be okay. Right? Once the Ghost of Shiri says you need a change of status, right? The Ilz Kalin is by definition a change of status, so it sounds like they would have none on us. Remember, I had this when we started doing the Erev checking, so I called it a check. They're asking, we don't actually have any women that check, but I was wondering if that was an issue.
They have someone kill the girlfriend?
Yeah, but she drives, she doesn't check. I don't think we have any women that are actually checking. But I asked him if that would be an issue, so he didn't think it would be. I mean, but that's very much like with Tikkas Chametz, right? You don't know if there's going to be a problem down, right? That's like the Chametz case, not the challah salting case, right? So, but however, it's probably we assume it's only a din d'rabban. There's a way to say that maybe it's an issue to Raisa, okay? But we generally assume that all of our Eruvin our issues on the level of the Rabbanon. So, he didn't even get any of this, so he thinks he thought it was fine. It wasn't an issue. But that same Gemara in Tzachim has in the same category Nashim Viktanim. Right? They're both there. So it seems like the Chor should be the same issue. However, there it's an issue of checking. Here it's an issue of Kavana. Do you possibly need Kavana? And that's perhaps why there's not even a question about women doing Tevila, but there is a question about Ketanim doing that Ketanim doing Tevila. Alright? So the Pischi Tshuva.
So there's no conclusion about whether they can do Shechita. I'm sorry. Whether they can do Shechita.
I think in Shulchan Aruch Paskins you can. We have the wrong volume now. In the previous volume. I think we passed the Maisa that they can.
Because it's a change of status.
There's an odd language, like some have the practice not to, but really should be okay, but some don't, and maybe it's better not to, but really it's okay. That's like one of those, that's what I recall, but I don't think I've looked at it in 10 years. No woman have come and asked this Shaila during my stint in the professional rabbinate. Yes, so this is interesting. So what we said was in the Beis Yosef was because there might be an issue to Oraisa, right? That's what the Beis Yosef said. Beis Yosef said, right, he said maybe it's an issue to Oraisa. If it feels came to Oraisa, we're not going to give any nemanus to children. So comes the Taz and says that we don't believe Taz is in Tess Zion, very fittingly. Right, in my minim katan. Why? Lefish tevilas kelim doraisa. Right, v'im tavu lifnei gadol also tevila. Right, because tevilas kelim is doraisa. But if they tovu in front of a gadol, then it's going to work. So katsav hatam bit tafei truma sedeshin. Right, the reason it's given the truma sedeshin, as we read, that tevila laharush is really needed to velas trichas kavana. That even if you assume like the rush, right? So the Beis Yosef quotes in the Ghost as Shirin, he's quoting it from the rush. I didn't have a chance to look it up. Which one says what? But even if you assume that needed to velas trichas kavana, mikol mak. That here you have the ability to instruct the child how to have the proper kavana. I don't know why you can't instruct a
Oh, that's dafka case where you don't have kavana, right? That's the case in Nida. The case in Nida was, what if a woman goes to the mikvah and didn't have kavana? So here is Taz is saying, okay, but you can teach them to have kavana. It's going to be a different case, right? Va'od, the betfila zu, she'ena mitum letara, man leimel and davai kavana, right? Also, but in here also, where tefila is not a, it's not going for tum letara, who says you need kavana in the first place? So we mean the low cost of Kan Ramash at Sarashulam Denul HaGadol, but from the fact that the Ramad doesn't comment here that the Gadol should teach the child, Mashar Tofis Kateritza Akron, the Kan Lobi Inan Kavana Klal. That maybe here you don't require Kavana at all, and therefore it's only a Nemanus issue. So if the, right, it's not saying that the, it's just saying that Gadol saw it. It's not necessarily saying that the Gadol was Umid al Gabav, that the Umid that was standing with him, right, and instructing him and opposing, whatever. It's just that he saw it, right? I don't know if he had a video camera. I don't know if that would work. I truth is, that would, this does, this should, it would come from the next, one, because that's where it talks about Majus. So let's take a look in the, it's really, you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger by Do Raisa. So he's going on this Taz. Okay, you see Chidusha in the rock. Rish Ayin Kuf. So there he says, Doraisa, Lefi Zed, Nir Lefi Anias Daisi, the Bechli Zechuchis Maminen Lekatan. That if it was only a glass vessel, we would believe the Katan. The Bechol Zed, Lechuliyama, had to feel the rock with the Rabbanan. But then everybody holds it's only the Rabbanan.
Rish Tzadikim.
You got it? Yeah, mm-hmm. Rabbi Kiva Eger. So he says, so it seems to me, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the whole issue here is only the fact, is only the issue that is a din d'oraisa. If it's not a din d'oraisa, it's only a d'rabbanan, it should be okay. That's the case in Psachim, it's like the Tikkus Chametz. Right? It should be comparable to the two. And we would trust a katan there, we would trust a katan here. Right, d'rabbanan, right, it's a din d'rabbanan. We make bracha on it, but it's only a din d'rabbanan. Right. The he continues on and says Vulam, however, he goes on Koshkosa Prichaj, because of Shagasari, because of Chuvas, I think I'm not sure what Pema Malif is. Vulam, however, Lafima Shakas of Tosos Erevin, right? Maybe no. The one will believe a katan, the Dafka Vidavar Shalahem. The Rami Alayu Mehemni. Maybe we'll only trust him though when it's his own. I mean, what are we talking about in Katan doing Tevilas Kalim? So we assume, oh, you know, it's a parent sends the kid to the mikvah, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, maybe it's the Katan's own kli that we're talking about. The Katan's own kli, he's got the mitzvah, he's got to do it. And we'll believe him that he does it. But for him to do it as a shliach for us, so it's our mitzvah, he's Katan can't be a shliach for us, maybe he can't do it. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. So, anyways, says to send the kid by himself to the mikvah, it seems to be that seems inappropriate. Pisri Tshuva also picks up on this in Yudalid.
Especially if he has to drive to get there.
The Pisri Tshuva makes the following distinction. He said he entertains this issue with a katan being. You know, maybe we would believe a katan with regards to his zechuchis. He says no, he doesn't think we should. However, he makes a distinction here that he'll give the following kula, that by something that requires something on a level of d'oraisa, not only does the child need to be 13, the child also needs to be pretty reasonably sure that he has simanim, that he has the signs of adulthood. So the Pisri Tshuva says, so when it comes to glass, so we'll be makel that he doesn't require simanim. We'll require a 13-year-old stab, we'll trust him with regards to the right. So I think that falls under the, you know, with kulas like these, who needs chumras category. But that is that's what the Pisri Tshuva says here. Kivan shim aver v'yishtamish below hagalot. Oh, he also adds another kula there. The hacha kil. Let's read it. About halfway through, it says umihu bezuchuches. He quotes the Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? And then it goes umihu bezuchuches with glass. Kol shegil liyud gimel shana in tzarat lidvok livdok acher. afar bei saros. We don't have to check whether he has two saros. The klima techos, however, yesh lomer shetzarich leidashu gadol. Right? If he's a god, right? If he's actually if he's 13 but still young, right? So we have to somehow ascertain that he's actually a gadol. He says umihu yesh lomer dahacha no. He says maybe here you could be makel and say af be klima techos ein tzarich leida. You don't even need to check by metal kalim. Why? Dahacha kiel mikol isur doraisa. This is more makel than other isur doraisa. Why? There's really no, well, we'll get to that really next week's shir, the issur of using non-toveled kalim, right? But, mikra din, the food is okay. You're not eating tray food by eating food from, right? There's not much at risk. I mean, what's the risk? In using a katan, the mitzvah's assay wasn't done.
Hagala supposed to be in there?
It says Hagala?
Yeah,
so it probably is supposed to be taken out.
I messed up, right?
Take out Hagala and put in Tevila, right? Without Tevila, right, you don't ask for that which is in front of it, and yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay, we have a similar issue. Go back to the Beis Yosef now. The similar issue was raised with regards to the non-Jew. With regards to the non-Jew, right? So the non-Jew quotes from Tshuvas HaRamban in Tesvav, right? So he says V'Tshuvos LaHaRamban Simukufan Alef Kasuv De LaHatvil Kalim Al Yedei Goy Demuter, right? To have a non-Jew do the tefila, that would be okay. Wow. So the Darkei Moshe adds in here in Yud Beis, right? Sends you to a Darkei Moshe where he says v'chein hu b'tshuvas harashba, right? V'nira delo adif mikatan delo mehemen aleha rak im yisrael rosh etav lenagoy asa lo tefila. He says non-Jews know better than a katan, right? And so if a non-Jew shows up and says, hey, I took the liberty of taking your pot to the mikvah, right? So they would not have the modus for that. That we would not trust them for. Right, we only say if somebody actually saw him bringing it to the mikvah, so then we would say that would be okay. So the Rashba picks up on that. The Rashba is a Talmud of the Ramban. It says, "Uvetshuvas haRashba kasev kolashon hazeh." He says, that which you write, that tefilas kelim is only within the Rabbanon, not everybody agrees to that. Right? The Rambam sounds like he's doraisa. Upasha deshmaisa deshilhi avodazara hachi mashma. He says, and that sounds like at the end of the Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah, where this halacha is discussed, that's what it sounds like, right? He's talking about where it actually quotes from a pasuk, right? Where you see this in the Torah, in Parshas Masay, I forget Matos or Masay, about, right? It talks about, it seems to be talking about Tevilas Kelim there. When we call Makom, however, kol l'chul and lo bay kavana, b'afil l'gabi nid d'mishim d'chol l'bay l'chul and ho. He says, however, when it comes to Tevilas Kelim, it's only a din and chul, and you don't require kavana. Right, just as we see by a woman who goes to the mikvah to be mutter to her husband is also considered chulin, right? And therefore doesn't require kavana according to almost everybody. The fligu ba rav Rabbi Yochanan, oh, this is the machlokas, who pasuk aposim karav, we pass him like rav, the lebay lemuteres, that she would be mutter lebay. The efshar mishum da hasam mashma the Rav Nachman isli karav, and perhaps it sounds over there that because Rav Nachman holds like rav. Fine. So you don't require kavana, and that's why we'll allow a non-Jew, we'll allow tefillah of a non-Jew. But ordinarily, it also appears to me, delegabi tefillahs kelim, lo ba'i shlichus. That by tefillahs kelim, you don't even require shlichus. Do we not taste, right? I mean, right, we had that issue in the Piskei Tshuva, right, somebody here. That was Rabbi Kiva Eger, who talked about the shlichus. Yeah, right. But here it says you don't. Maybe you would have a problem shlichus. But the Beis Yosef says he's going from the Rashba, who says you require shlichus, right? Maybe you don't require shlichus. Did we not taste him? How do you know that you require any type of kavana? Ilu hitvili Yisrael shalom midas abaylim. Let's say a Jew went and tovled without the knowledge of the owner. Al salo tvila, right? That would work. You hear this sometimes, like from Bali Tshuva, like they ask this question: should I, like, maybe secretly when my parents aren't watching, should I take all their kelim to the mikvah, right? So whether that's an interesting question, but regardless, this is, you know, it says the tefillah would work, right? The owner doesn't know about it. Maybe the owner doesn't even want you to do it, right? But yet, the tefillah would work if it's done by a Jew. Obviously, you don't read our karakavan. It's not shliach. But kol heichad lo bay shlichas, afil tefillah is goy, lam lo tala. Right? So if you don't require shlichas, then tefillah goy should also work. And he even adds in, "Va'od after that, feel tefilas guy, feel lurbanu lo garu miyarda lahakar." When he calls it yirelisha alto lo tefila, right? Miyarda lahakar is what going to it's not talking about the wave, that's the gal, but the you're going to cool off. That's what it is. You're going to cool off, right? So even rabbanan, it's no worse than going to cool off.
The woman went.
Right, woman who goes to cool off. Right, and we call it a year elish, also the tefillah. And therefore, it seems to me that the tefillah should work, that done by a non-Jew, as long as you have a way of ascertaining that it actually does work. That's the truth of the Rashi. So back to the Shulchan Aruch now. Right, so he adds in. So im hitfil kelim al yedei guy, al yedei ovei kochavim, right? If the kelim was toveled by a non-Jew, also lehem tefila, the tefila would work, right? Aval enu neman al tefila, but they have no nemanis. You have to ascertain that they for sure did it. Now that halacha, as the Mechaber quotes it, what does that sound like? Does that sound like a good idea? No, right? Why does it not sound like a good idea?
It's not Neman. You're not allowed to feel. It's not.
No, no, let's say, forget it. No, no, you have a way of doing Neman. But just you read that Mechaber. Right? What does that sound like?
Also, the word also?
Yeah. Im hitfil kelim. If a non Jew did it, it will work. Is that a ringing endorsement?
A non Jew might decide to, after he dips it, to cook some pork in.
Oh, that's a
foreign gazer.
That's a gazer. Okay, but
it's a
b'di'evet. It's a language of b'di'evet, right? Whatever it sounds like that in. If this happened, then this, right? So that's a language of b'di'evet. So why is it a language of b'di'evet? What's so not so great about it? Right. What's so not so great about it? So if you take a look at the Taz, so Taz starts off by asking this, but I want to go about probably a quarter, three quarters in, where it begins with Aval Tamili.
Looking at Yud Zayin.
In Yud Zayin. He starts out by asking, it sounds like he says it's v'di'evet, but l'chadchila it wouldn't work. Well, be'emes ain't okay, it really should work l'chadchila. So what's the problem? So he says, however, if right before the end, right, there's a half moon and a star. So about eight words before the half moon and the star. He says, aval t'mi'ali. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Aval t'mi'ali. I don't understand. Heyach yivari, chamash yitpol, hovig l'chavim. How can you possibly make a bracha on what the non-Jew does? Right? V'hai Yisrael eino osa klum. Yisrael's not doing anything. So how can he do it? So, im kain, ein roi lasos kain l'chachila. That's why you shouldn't do it l'chachila. Not because there's a problem with the tefillah itself, but because you're not going to be able to make a bracha on it. Right? So it's only v'di'evet, right? Because you can't make a bracha. U'mishum hachi kasav ha-shulchan aruch kan, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch writes here, lashon di'evet. Aval im ha-Yisrael makbil gamkin, eze kliba osa shah. But if the Jew goes with them and is tovel a little bit, also, right? Elisha ovikuchav misayel, but the non-Jew helps him out, lahakil shar kelim, and tovels the rest of the kelim, nitzit the haya bracha, masha Yisrael osa, that bracha which on what the Jew did, shafir dami umizem mairi chuvas l'ramban, shazachart. He says, and that's how I understand the chuva of the Ramban, says the Taz. Right? So as long as one Jew goes and totals some things, that covers as a bracha for everything else. I think that is the minhag caterers today. That if you have a whole bunch of stuff to total, so you go with the workers, whatever, a Jew goes, he totals one thing for bracha, and I remember a couple times seeing seeing like restaurants and stuff bring stuff, not here back in Queens, restaurants and people bringing all their stuff to the mikvah, right? So that's how it's
so when you did one thing done. Some people say you make the bracha al tefillas keli.
Yes, we did this a little while ago.
So if you want to go with your coworkers, if you're not Jewish, you dip one thing and they're going to dip the rest, which bracha do you want?
Yeah, I would do two things to be able to say the suffix. I would say keli.
Yeah. Why don't you read the one with the parentheses and then with a good mem? We have the mem at the end of the parentheses.
Just get curious about that. The two forks and you're done.
Yeah, the shach adds in, this is a long shach, we won't do it, but the shach adds in that he thinks really mi'ikar adds in. We remember the Rush had two that with the katan, right? So a quote from the Rush or the Agolas Hashiri in the Beis Yosef. So he said that probably you can impose kavana, and even if you can't, who says you need kavana anyways? Right? We don't necessarily need kavana anyways. So the shach has the flip side of that, right? At the very end of the shach, it talks about, he mentions, well, what happens if you go to the mikvah and before, and you're out to make the bracha and you're getting into the mode, hari muchan of zuman, etc. And lo and behold, before you have a chance to make the bracha, plop, right, it falls into the mikvah, right? So what happens then?
You can't get it.
Right, it falls into the mikvah. So says the shach, he said he thinks the tefillah works. You think it doesn't require kavana? And certainly says, oh, what do you mean? I, how could that be? So certainly the shach then turns says, he says, you wouldn't make it. Let's say you want to tovel it again, you wouldn't make a bracha. Right? So you have to remember in these things, right? So let's say a child comes and so the other issue someplace. Child comes home and says, I brought this to the mikvah. I saw it was on the mikvah pile, so I took it myself. Right? So he's a child. Right? So is, so now what? So he has to go back to the mikvah because the child has no nemanus. So he has zero nemanus. We assume it didn't happen. No, we probably assume that it happened. We just don't know for sure. So therefore, suffik derais l'chumra, we got to go bring it back to the mikvah. So you wouldn't make a bracha. Suffik brachas lahakel. So suffik brachas lahakel has to fit into this. One has to keep in mind the sfeikas that will arise.
But it's not a suffik whether it's a deraisa or not. It's a definitely a...
No. It's a machlokes whether it's deraisa. So we assume, I think, lahalacha that it's deraisa. We pass okay. with the assumption that it's a deraisa. Otherwise, half the things on the tefillah's kelim list wouldn't require a tefillah. You go, all the things that on this tefillah's kelim list that say tefillah without a bracha is because it's a deraisa to do, and the brachas, but the suffix brachas lahakel, right? Mm-hmm. So our going assumption is that it's the raisa. Okay, let's stop here.